Some estimates set the number of homeless at 100 million worldwide. Politicians usually avoid this whole issue because the problem seems unsolvable. As the Bible says, the poor will always be with us. In the United States, almost 1.6 million people spent time in shelters last year, and the president thinks that's unacceptable. Barack Obama hopes he can house the homeless, and he's created a plan to do just that. Among the goals of this plan, ending chronic homelessness and homelessness among veterans within 5 years, and ending homelessness for families and kids within 10 years. It's a pretty lofty achievement. Rita Clark joins us now. She's policy director for the Miami Coalition for the Homeless. Also joining us, Barbara Bowie, a homeless veteran currently living in a VA shelter in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So, Rita, I wanted to kind of go over this plan, which appears to be more of a directive or a philosophical ideal rather than a specific battle plan. He's proposing directing a lot of Section 8 housing vouchers to homeless people who need treatment at substance abuse centers. It would refocus on housing youths who are just out of foster care program because it turns out that many of them end up homeless within a few months. And they're talking about providing rent subsidies for individuals and families who are at risk of becoming homeless. Are any of these things that you see in this plan, this 74-page plan, do you think that they're effective?
Absolutely. Many of the strategies that have been outlined are viable and necessary. It's going to be critical to assure that there are specific timetables and funding to be able to implement those strategies.
Well, you know, in terms of a national plan, there really hasn't been a real federal strategy for combating homelessness. Most of that is done on the community or the local level. Is finding a national policy on homelessness a solution?
It's part of the solution. It will not just be a national initiative that takes place, because all of this will have to then be fully executed and implemented at the state and local levels.
Okay, Barbara Bowie, let's get your story first. You are a veteran, but you are currently living in a VA shelter in Fort Lauderdale. How did you end up in a shelter?
I took the 91-day program at VA hospital for substance abuse, which was alcoholic. And at the end of the program, they found me somewhere to go to because I didn't have any place to go after I got out the program.
So
they found me a new life haven.
How long have you been homeless?
It started in 2008.
Okay, and it was alcohol. You were in the Army until 1985, and then you became a clinical technician, and it was alcoholism that caused you to lose your home?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think are the solutions? I mean, what specific things would help you? What would get you out of that shelter?
Getting back into the real workforce and just staying sober.
Okay. And you need a job?
Yes.
Okay. So Rita Clark of the Miami Coalition for the Homeless, is there anything in this plan that deals with putting homeless people to work?
Well, it does in the sense of looking at, they call it an increase for economic security, and that's critical because employment is going to help folks to remain, you know, sustaining their place of employment, to have a place to call home. And we have to have employment, which, of course, there's such a huge unemployment rate right now across the country. And then with that, not only do we have to have those positions again, we have to have new creative positions. And then also what will constitute a living wage so that people don't have to work two and three jobs just to make ends meet.
Well, here's the issue, I think, Rita, with a national policy. And Barbara Bowie is a perfect example that homelessness is such a complicated problem. Oftentimes you're dealing with families who have kids who need to get to school, or you're dealing with people who need jobs, and that can sometimes be very complicated. Or you're dealing with people who have substance abuse problems or often mental illness, and those need to be treated as well before you can really solve the problem of homelessness.
Well, yes, there is no simple, easy fix. In fact, you know, we would want to work towards more of the prevention side of ending homelessness. That's what it really should end up being about, is preventing someone from ever finding themselves in a state of homelessness. And so, as you just described, there are so many other complexities that all tie into that. And if one area of your life starts to have a distinct change, that can impede you to have your child care or health care. And one change in your life can result in somebody becoming homeless.
Okay, well, Barbara Bowie, let me ask you, when you were your life was kind of coming apart at the seams, was there a moment when there was a preventative measure that could have stopped the fall?
Well, I had two things going on at one time. Like I said, after I became without a job, then I picked up alcohol more and more, and I became dependent upon it. And I wouldn't seek help. I knew I had a problem. But I think that if I would have ventured out and sought help at that time, that it wouldn't have came to where the end it did come to with the homelessness.
Well, that appears, Barbara, to be another part of another complication, that even if we have preventative measures and safety measures in place, if you can't get people to take advantage of them, you can't solve it.
Right.
So how would you suggest we do that?
It can be broadcasted. They can have flyers out, or just have something so people can hear that there is measures they could take to prevent this if they choose to do it. You can't make a person seek help if that's not what they really want to do. You just got to let the individual know that their help is there and it's available.
Okay, that's Barbara Bowie, a homeless veteran in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Also, Rita Clark joined as policy director for the Miami Coalition for the Homeless. This is, they're talking about a 74-page plan from the Obama administration that deals with ending homelessness within a decade.